Meanwhile, Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region has threatened Baghdad with legal action for what it calls interference in oil sales. In a letter to the Iraqi oil minister, the Kurdistan regional government said it will sue Baghdad by the middle of this month if it continues to hamper the Kurdish region's oil exports. The KRG has angered Baghdad by selling its own oil products directly on international markets. Baghdad has cut the KRG's budget since January, arguing the sales are illegal. Meanwhile, tensions are rising between the two sides after the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region seized disputed areas in the north and unveiled a plan for an independence referendum. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is an author and political commentator, and he's joining us now on the line from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, thanks very much for joining us now. How do you see this entire issue of oil exports from Kurdistan vis-a-vis the Iraqi constitution as understood by both the regions?
Well, Iraq is still a single country according to the constitution, and the central government is in charge of oil sales. However, you know, knowing Iraqi politics, there have been serious issues with oil sales and you know, shares going around here and there. But I think the Kurds are now taking advantage of the current situation and trying to move, you know, in trying to test the international community to see if a move towards independence will be acceptable. So I think they're testing the waters, and all these moves regarding the oil and all the talk about independence is intended to see how the various countries would react.
And then how do you think the various countries will react, Mr. Al-Omari? Because, you know, Nouri al-Maliki himself said that, you know, this independence bid, that the KRG will come to regret it.
Well, I'm afraid he's right, because a country that is divided will be even weaker in the face of the turmoil that is going on inside Iraq and in Syria and in other places. There are other countries also that wouldn't be... you know, too impressed with a Kurdish independent state. Turkey, for example, has serious issues with such a move, as well as Iran. So this is a very, very messy situation, and I believe there is fear, and you know, among the Kurds, that the situation is moving towards a Syria model. And in a situation like this, it will be years before Iraq can come together.
And finally, Mr. Al-Mahdi, we just have under a minute left. How do you think the Israel factor plays into all this, you know, considering, of course, Netanyahu supported any independence bid by Kurdistan?
Well, the Netanyahu government likes to fish in muddy waters, and this is a situation where they want to show the Kurds that they are not going to be isolated if they move towards independence. The state of Israel does not want to see a unified Iraq, because this is one of the very few Arab countries that is viable economically and can actually pose a serious challenge to the state of Israel. So it's not surprising that they are pushing for a divided Iraq. I believe that the Kurds will probably stay with Iraq, because historically this is a single country, and people of Iraq have so much in common. So I doubt that we'll be looking at a divided Iraq.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Nasir Al-Omari speaking to us live on the line from New York.